Communication control, let's look at the new aspect of it, which talks about communication control, which means communications control refer to the process of monitoring and controlling communication throughout the entire project life cycle to ensure the information needed of the project stakeholders are met. The communication control process will ensure that the optimal information flow among all communication participants at any moment of time, which means communication control process may trigger an iteration of communication planning and management process or manage the communication process. Now, most important is such iteration illustrates the continuous nature of the project communication management plan. Now, it's like a vein. It's the vein that starts from your heart, goes to your brain. If I do not have a plan of communication, people will perceive the information differently and nobody will be on the same page. And if nobody's on the same page, what do you think is going to happen with the project? Of course, it's not going to be completely in your control. So it's like a lifeline of your project. You communicate well with your stakeholders, with your vendors, with your people around you, you will always find that everybody's in sync with what your thought process as a project manager is. So that takes us to this communication aspect, and we'll learn a little more on it. We talk about the specific communication elements such as issues on performance management or indicators like actual versus plans on your schedule, on your scope, on your cost, on your quality may trigger an immediate revision while others may not, which means it may be a people issue. Let's look at it as an example around this. It may be a people issue when I have there's an individual who's not working optimum. It is going to affect my schedule. It is going to affect my cost. If I am not effectively communicating to this employee or to the subordinate of mine to work effectively, it is always going to put and deteriorate my project. So it's important that I am able to communicate well while I'm doing and conducting and executing a project. The impact and repercussions of the project communication should be carefully evaluated and controlled to ensure that the right message is delivered to the right stakeholders at the right time. So the key here is right message, right stakeholder, right time. So how do I need to communicate? I need to communicate in a format called why, how, and what. So I'll give you this tip. It is very, very simple. Whenever you communicate to anybody, answer the why part of it. Why are you doing the action and why are you saying what you're saying? Answer how it has to be done or how you expect it to be done or how the other person should do it or how the other person wants to do it. So that's the how part of it. And what is the action? So important is why is the reason, how is the method, and what is the action that you have to take. So every time when you talk to people for your projects, or for that matter, whenever you talk to people, always keep in mind that you answer these three questions for people. It will always be easy for you to communicate with any stakeholders. Communication control, what are the inputs that are required? Of course, you require the first one is project management plan. The project management plan describes how the project will be executed, monitored, or controlled, and closed. It provides valuable information for the communication control process, such as, but of course, it's not limited to, stakeholder communication requirement, reasons of distribution of information, very, very crucial. Not every information will go to every individual. So the key stakeholders might be interested in numbers, but the other stakeholders, like your subordinates, would be interested in the quality of the work. So there would be some who would require quality information, some would require financial information, some who would require time information. Now, important is, as a manager or as a project manager, where am I taking the information? Am I taking the information to the right person at right time? Because that will help them to take action and let them to execute the project in a better way. So, time frame and frequency of the distribution, very, very important. How frequently am I going to communicate? How frequently am I going to send reports? How frequently my MIS is going to be generated? How frequently there will be reviews? How frequently there will be meetings? How frequently you will go and create a brainstorming session so that everybody creates ideas? Important aspect of communication is that you need to decide this frequency. Individuals are group responsible for communication of the information, and individuals of group receiving the information. Project communication is project communication comes from multiple resources and may vary significantly in their format. Level of details, degree of formality and confidentiality. Project communication may include but is not limited to few things is project deliverable status, project progress, and of course my cost that is incurred has to be scheduled. So I'll read the slide for you and then explain the rest. Issue log is basically the record. An issue log is used to document and monitor resolutions of the issues. It may be used for communication and ensure common understanding of the issues. A written log document helps to monitor who's responsible for resolving specific issues by which dates. Issue resolution addresses obstacles that can block the team from achieving a goal. This information is important to communicate to the communication control process as it provides both the repository for which for what has already happened in projects and platforms for subsequent communication to be delivered. Now, important aspect of this is of course how it's delivered. Work performance data. Work performance data organizes and summarizes the information gathered and gathered and presents the results of comparative analysis to the performance measurement of the baseline. Of course, organizational process assets, organizational, it becomes my asset because gives me a lot of information around it. This may influence the control communication process. Includes what are the other aspects is of course it may create my report template of how would my communication look like when I'm sending an email to people, policy standards and procedures. How do I write a letter? How do I whether some activities have to be written with on paper? Some can go on. Document which is on an email or a soft copy, some can be displayed, some can be so organization value is displayed. You don't receive it on an email every day. It is displayed in an organization. Organization mission or goal is displayed, but a departmental goal is given to people in personal. If you look at it, the policies and the standards, you need to mark, how do you mark the CC, to whom do you mark the CC, and where do you mark the CC, and what is the kind of report that it will look like. What are the color coding in the graph stands for? These are policies, these are standard procedures that you got to follow. Specific communication technologies are also available. Of course, you have one of them is what we're using right now. This is also a communication platform through videos that you're learning. You can have teleconferences, you can have video conferences, you can have webinars, you can have podcasting. So a lot of methods of communication today are available, and of course one of them is called mobile, you and I know how mobiles are being used for communication today for specific information. So it's fast today, everybody gets information faster, but the problem is that we don't get accurate information. So your key as project manager is, how do I accurately give the information to the correct stakeholders? The moment I am able to do that, you will find that as a project manager, my value is increased. If you remember right at this beginning, I did define that your definition as a project manager will improve if you are able to communicate with your stakeholders correct information, accurate information, and timely information. If that goes, everybody else, even if your project is not going on correct time, cost or schedule, but you are able to communicate the lag, lead and the compression that you're taking or the issues that you have, people will come and resolve it for you. But that has to be given to people, and you will find that the change is happening very fast. And the best part about it is you will find that you as a project manager have been appreciated by people a lot for communicating on right time at with correct people. So that's exactly what we what we're talking about. Let's look at the other aspect of it, which is specific communication technologies are available. We have already spoken about it. Allowed communication media and security and secrecy requirement. So if you notice, if you go in a diamond industry, all right, if you go in a diamond industry, the security and secrecy is very, very high. If you go in an IT industry, where software coding and a lot of other things happen. Very, very secure environment is created. Why? Because one small gap can lead to million-dollar losses. And we've seen it in past also. A few employees who have moved from one company to the other, taking that small information, have created their own companies and made it big and blah, blah, blah. Or somebody has got into a very, very bad condition as well around this. Let's look at the tools that are used. Of course, I'll read the slide and then we go through the tools that I use. Information management system provides a set of standard tools for project managers to capture, store, and distribute to stakeholders about the projects and performance. Some software packages allow the project manager to consolidate reports from several systems and facilitate report distribution to project stakeholders. For example, of distribution formats may include table reporting like spreadsheets, Excel sheets is what we're going to talk about, Excel sheets analysis, and presentations, which is PowerPoints. Graphic representation can be used to create a visual presentation or representation of the information of the project performance. If you remember, I did give you an example about the cricket match analysis, right? You have that on your charts. Few of the common widely used techniques are, of course, meeting. I'm just going to read this because we've been talking about this. The control communication process requires discussion of the project team to determine the most appropriate way to update and communicate project performance and to respond to requests from stakeholders for information. These discussions and dialogues are commonly facilitated through a meeting, which may conduct face-to-face or online and in different locations such as project sites or client sites or your office. Project meeting also includes discussion and dialogues with suppliers, vendors, and other project stakeholders. The second tool that's used is called expert judgment. Expert judgment is often relied upon the project team to assess the impact of project communication, need for actions or interventions, communication that should be taken, responsibility for such action and the time frame for taking action. Expert judgment may need to be applied to technique and or management details and may be approved by any group or individuals with specified knowledge or training, such as expertise of other units within the organization, consultants, stakeholders including customer and sponsors, professional and technical associations, subject matter experts. The project manager is in collaboration with the project team that determines the action requires to ensure the right message is communicated to the right stakeholders at right time. Let's look at the output that you would get out of this. The output that would be is, of course, your information, project work information, work performance information organized and summarizes the performance data gathered. This performance data typically provides status and progress information on the level of detail required by the various stakeholders. This information is then communicated to the appropriate stakeholders. Change request. The control communication process often results in the need for adjust actions and intervention. As a result, change requests will be gathered as the output. These change requests are processed through the integrated change control process and may result in new or revised cost estimates, activity sequences, scheduled data response, resource requirements, and risk analysis response alternatives. Adjustment to project management plan and documents. Recommendations of corrective actions that may bring the expected future performance of the project back in line with the project management plan. Recommendations of preventive actions that may reduce the probability plan of incurring future negative project performance. So every time I'm able to communicate it well, you will find that, you know, as I told you right at the beginning, even if your project is not going on time or the scope or the cost, but if it is communicated well to the right stakeholders at the right time, you will find that you as a project manager is being appreciated really, really well for being on top of your project. So if you have that information is the key today. If you have your information and you have correct information and you deliver it at the right time, you will find that your career will have an elevated standard and you will be looked upon as a good project manager. Let's look at it. So a few more updates, of course, is project management plan updates. Communication control process may trigger updates to communication management plan as well as other components of the project management plan. Example, stakeholders and human resource management plan. Project document updates, of course, it gives me a complete identification of where and who and how I have to communicate. Few of the control processes that we can talk about is, of course, forecasting. It tells me if I'm forecasting, how do I need to forecast my communication? Performance report and issue log. So a beautiful way of understanding communication plan is a launch of a movie. Let's look at this. We don't get information about a movie that's getting created unless a movie is completed around 60%, 60-70%, and they have desired target, because movie is a single individual, it's a project, right? So I have 70% of movie been already shooted, the editing has started, and now my communication starts to the world around it. So what my audience has decided, what kind of audience, what kind of media will work, how would my launch happen, how would the press conference happen, how would my holdings look like, how would it be published, whether it's going to be online, whether it's going to be offline, whether it's going to be televisions, interviews of the star cast, interviews of the directors and the producers. So if you look at it, the communication plan of a movie depends upon if it is really, if we generally say this movie is really marketed well. If you go back to a movie that Mr. Aamir Khan had worked in called Gajni, you might find the way he communicated his entire movie was through asking people to actually make his hairstyle, and he created that impact. If you look at any good movie that's been marketed, you would find that the content of the movie and the communication of the movie, if they meet together, if the media plan is strong, you will find that they are able to create better impact on the project. In fact, to tell you this, almost 40% of a movie's budget is its marketing and communication budget. So that's how important communication is, because if you rightly connect to people, you will find and right time, most importantly. So you will find that very less movies get released during the March and April time. Why does it happen? It happens because they know that people will be busy into their yearly closures, into their kids would be busy in their exams, examinations. The adults would be busy in their work because it's a year end and financial closures. The businessmen would be busy for the financial closures, their targets. So they don't release movies at that point in time. They don't release much movies at that point in time. But the moment you finish April, you will find a lot of movies coming up. The reason why? Because people are free. People have just started the year, the financial year. The kids have got the holidays and kids are free. So you find a lot of movies getting released. Similarly, you will find a few movies getting released during the year end because you have holidays. Few movies getting released in Diwali because you have holidays. So they communicate to the audience based at the right time. And every time you hit it right time, right people, your communication becomes stronger. Your project is on a probability of greater success. So let's look at this. Organizational process updates. I'll just read it for you right now. Organizational process assets updates. The organizational process assets that may be updated includes but are not limited to the report formats and lessons learned of the documentation. This documentation may become part of the historical database for this project and may include the cause, reasons behind the corrective actions chosen and other types of lessons learned during the project. Controlling the risk is the next thing that we're going to look at it. Controlling the risk is the process of implementing risk response plan, tracking unidentified risk, monitoring residual risk, identifying new risk, and evaluating risk process effectiveness throughout the project. This process improves efficiency of the risk approach throughout the project life cycle to optimize risk components. planned risk responses that are included in the risk register are executed, but the project work must be continuously monitored for few. Changing an outdated risk also is very important. Let's look at controlling risk, a little more definition around it. Risk control process applies the techniques such as variance and trend analysis, which requires to use the performance information generated during the project execution. Now, if you remember, we've already spoken about the variance method and the trend analysis, so we'll go a little more deeper in it now. Other processes is, of course, risk control process and decides whether my project assumptions are still valid or the assumptions that I've made to execute this project is correct or no. Analysis shows as assessed risk has changed or it has retired. What do I mean by retired risk? Means that it no longer is a risk. Risk management policies and procedures are followed, and of course contingency reserve. If you remember the management and the contingency reserve that we spoke in the earlier chapters, this is where my contingency reserves will work, whether it's in terms of my cost or schedule, need to be modified or aligned with the current risk that is assessed. Risk control can involve choosing alternative strategies, executing a contingency or a fallback plan, so plan B, taking corrective actions and modifying the project plan. Risk control also includes updating the organizational process assets, including lessons learned, basically learned database and risk management templates for benefits of future projects. Let's look at the inputs that are required for this. Inputs for this is project management plan. I do need my project management plan to have an input. The project management plan, which includes the risk management plan, provides my guidance for monitoring and controlling my risk. Now, monitoring and controlling my risk, if I'm able to well monitor and control my risk, I will find that there is greater amount of easiness in my execution. That's the right word. I am able to easily execute my project. Now, you know, it is always said, the more experience that you get, the better you earn and the better you become in terms of your work. Why is it said so? Is because you forecast better risk in what you're doing. So a man who or a professional who is say 20 years of experience has gone through 20 years of different risk in the professional career that he has lived, and hence has been able to execute things correctly. Now, that's exactly what happens if I have a risk register. Now, this is from a human point of view. Let's look at from a project point of view. If I'm doing similar projects for 10 years, my easiness of executing that projects would be far better, because I've already anticipated the risk that I'm going to happen, and so I'm able to mitigate that risk, either to consume that risk or mitigate that risk. So that's what a risk register will help you to do. The risk register has key inputs that includes identified risk and risk owners, agreed upon risk, which is the consumption of the risk, control actions for accessing the effectiveness of response plans, which is what is my action if there is a risk that occurs, risk response, specific implementation actions, symptoms and warning signs of risk. Residual and secondary risk, a watch list of low priority risk and the time and cost contingency reserves. So I want you to take your attention to something called as warnings of risk. I'll give you a very simple example. Before you get fever, you feel feverish. Am I correct? So if you feel feverish, what do? You immediately pop up a tablet, or maybe you try to get onto a clinic with a doctor. You don't wait till your fever goes to 120, right? You immediately take an action. Now, that is a simple example of warning of a risk, okay? So, everything that is a risk will always give you a warning. So, a little philosophical in nature, but every risk has a warning. Am I vigilant as a project manager to identify that warning? Because a lot of times in my work, I miss those warnings and then the risk arises. Okay, so every time am I able to, identify, or rather every time am I able to Look at that warning very clearly. That is something. Even in terms of natural calamities like you know, earthquake or the natural calamity, there is always a warning. Okay, that is always a warning that the nature gives. So it is also said that animals are able to immediately identify if there is a natural calamity that's coming up. All right, so there is always a warning of a risk before it comes. So important is, am I able to identify that? And as you grow in your experience, you will always be able to get closer in identification of that warning. Now, that's exactly what we call as an experience. So let's look at this. Secondary risk and a watch list of the low priority risk. So low priority risk can be executed by somebody else. I would see of delegating it. Maybe I mitigate it by giving it to a vendor who's a specialist to it, and a lot of other things that can be done. That can help my time and cost contingency. Let's look at the work performance data. That's the other thing that we would require in controlling my risk. Work performance data related to various performance result possibly impacted by risk includes, but it's not limited, of course, is deliverable status. It will impact my deliverable status, so I need that information. Schedule progress, because it can include my scheduling and, of course, my time. So these are three things. It is my scope, it is my time, it is my cost. Work performance report, it gives me work performance report, takes information from performance measurement and analyze it to produce project work performance information, including variance analysis, earned value data, EV is what we're talking about, and of course forecasting data. Let's look at the tools and techniques that we require. The tools and techniques are the widely used tools and techniques for this is risk reassessment. So let's look at what is risk reassessment. Controlled risk often results in identification of new risk. Reassessment of current risk and the control and the closing of risk that are outdated. Project risk assessment should be regularly scheduled. The frequency of assessment depends on progress or project progresses. Let's look at this in a little deeper understanding. We have risk audit. What do we mean by risk audit? Risk audit examines the document, the effectiveness of the risk in dealing with identified risk and root causes, as well as the effectiveness of the risk management process. The project manager is responsible for ensuring that the risk audit is performed at appropriate frequency as defined in the project risk management plan. The format for the audit and its objectives should be clearly defined before the audit. Now, what do you mean by audit, by the way? Audit is something, an external information, an external party, an expert, a SME, coming and guiding you through the entire process of what has done correctly and what has not done correctly. My risk audit, if done frequently, gives me a strong monitoring mechanism of ensuring that my project is on time. How do we do that? In common parlance, during the projects, you will have auditors who come and do all these things to you. So whether it could be a financial auditor, it could be a process auditor, it could be a product auditor. The Food and Drug Administration of India or anybody in any country is a risk auditor. All right, so that's a simple example of what is a risk auditor and who is a risk. How do you conduct a risk audit? Let's look at the various and variance and the trend analysis. Many control processes imply variance analysis to compare the planned planned result to the actual results. For the purpose of controlling risk trend in the project's execution should be reviewed using performance information outcomes of the analysis. May forecast potential deviation of the project at completion from cost and schedule targets. Deviation from baseline plan may include the potential impact of the threats and opportunities. So variance trend analysis, and that's exactly what we're going to now look at. Let me read through what's there on the slide, and then we go ahead and understand it a little better. Many control processes employs variance analysis to compare the planned result to the actual result. For the purpose of controlling risk, trends in the project's execution should be reviewed using performance information. Outcome of the analysis may forecast potential deviations of the project at completion from cost and schedule targets. Deviation from baseline plan may indicate the potential impact of threats and opportunities. So ideally, we have already spoken about what is variance and trend analysis. It is important in my control process, in my schedules, and so that it gives me a clear demarcation of where am I heading towards.